This is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You have tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and today on the WGXC Morning Show, we're going to hear excerpts from last night's Town of Cairo meeting. The Town of Cairo had promised all citizens that they were going to pay little in property tax increase this year, but it turns out they're paying a lot, and it happened the year before, too. The town apparently broke the state tax cap both years. We'll hear some excerpts and what local residents thought of the so-called clerical error there. We'll also hear the WGXC Congressional Report with the latest news about what people in Congress have been doing. And we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Turns the blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted December 14th to submit to the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services its plan, and I quote, to identify and confront threats of domestic terrorism, end quote, locally. Last May, Governor Kathy Hochul mandated that every county create such a plan. In Columbia County, the Emergency Management Department assembled a group of over 20 stakeholders with representatives from law enforcement, education, mental health, medical services, private organizations, and the Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee, including Supervisor James Mettler of COPEC. The group focused on cybersecurity and racism, both issues reported in the county in the past year. The city of Hudson had a ransomware attack in December, disrupting emails. And last May, two banners with racist slogans were hung over I-90, and this fall, bags with flyers with a racist message was spread on lawns in Chatham. Columbia County is creating a threat assessment management team to confront the racism with, and I quote, education and outreach, end quote. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper.
Cairo held a town meeting January 9th, the first chance for the public to question town officials since they announced Cairo violated the state's tax cap and that the 0.51% increase in taxes was actually a 7.5% increase. At the town meeting, Cairo Town Supervisor Jason Watts admitted the mistake, which he claimed was a bookkeeping error. He also said the town made the same mistake the year before, and he left the door open that the town might also have announced the wrong tax rate in previous years. Watt apologized to taxpayers for the mistake, saying,
"My belief is that there was a clerical error someplace, and we got the wrong information. I don't quite know how that happened. That's what Nicole is here to explain how it happened. But as the board, I spoke to some of them individually, we are going to go back to the 0.5%. But unfortunately, we have to take all the other money that has to come in because everybody got a 7.5 increase. We have to take that money and put it into a savings account and put it towards next year's budget and still next year, not to exceed the, still the 2%, correct?
Correct.
I didn't catch this. I'm sorry.
Watts also said a number of confusing things, such as that the town had a forensic accountant going over Caro's books, but she was not being paid yet. He said her name was Nicole, but did not give her last name. She seemed shocked that she was speaking at a public meeting and seemed to think she was there to talk to the town board only. Caro taxpayers will now see several previously promised projects be put on hold, as the town now must operate on the original 0.51% tax increase and then put all the other money from charging taxpayers a 7.5% increase into an escrow account for next year. Caro will have to do the same process for last year's budget, which was similarly advertised by the town as a very low tax increase that turned out was much higher. So far, the town has violated the tax cap, did not set up an escrow account for last year yet, and misled taxpayers for at least 2 years and possibly more. Investigators will likely determine if these clerical errors were gross incompetence or worse. WGXC has a full recording of the Caro Town Board meeting on the WGXC newsroom and in the audio archives.
Catherine Tully McManus reports for Politico that Connor Tarosian is now legislative director for Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents New York's 19th congressional district. Tarosian previously was a legislative representative for Representative Glenn Grothman, a far-right Wisconsin Republican. Grothman has been quoted saying such things as, and I quote, "A majority of Americans have voted for a party that wants a world in which you cannot call your parents mom and dad," end quote. And I quote, "I know the strength that Black Lives Matter had on this last election. I know it's a group that doesn't like the old-fashioned family. I'm disturbed that we have another program here in which we're increasing the marriage penalty," end quote. Grothman may be best known for being included in one of HBO comedian John Oliver's People Who Somehow Got Elected series. Molinaro paints himself as a Republican moderate and marched in at least one Black Lives Matter rally as Dutchess County executive, while Tarosian's Twitter feed shows the new congressman has hired an ultra-conservative as his legislative director.
Philip Pantuso reports for the Times-Union that State Senator Michelle Hinchey on January 6th introduced the Short-Term Rental Registry Act, new legislation intended to help municipalities track, regulate, and collect taxes on vacation rentals. Quote, "Instead of putting the onus on every community and small town to figure this out on their own, there just isn't the time, expertise, and availability to do that. So this is a moment for the state to step in," unquote, the Saugerties Democrat said. The new law defines short-term rentals as any rental unit, quote, "offered for tourist or transient use," unquote, for less than 30 consecutive days. The act would create a statewide registry managed by the Department of State in which property owners would be required to register their units every 2 years. Failure to do so could result in a $200 fine per day. Property owners in municipalities that already have vacation rental registries do not have to file separately with the state, but those municipalities would still be required to provide registration information to the State Department so that a comprehensive database can be maintained. The registry data will be shared with Airbnb and VRBO so they can verify that properties listed on their platforms are properly registered, and all municipalities will get a monthly report with the number of rentals, their locations, and the number of nights the rentals were occupied. Hinchey's 41st Senate District is located in the Mid-Hudson Valley in Catskills, a region that ranked among the top 10 most profitable areas for new Airbnb hosts in 2021, according to a company report. An independent analysis of the short-term rental market found that spending on Airbnbs and Vrbo's in the Capital Region and Hudson Valley jumped 99% from 2020 to 2021. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that State Senator Michelle Hinchey was sworn in for a second term January 7th at the Saugerties Performing Arts Factory in her hometown. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson. New Republican Congressional Representative Mark Molinaro also attended the ceremony. Hinchy, a Democrat, represents the newly redrawn 41st District in her second term after defeating Dutchess County Republican Sue Serino. Her new district comprises Greene and Columbia counties, most of Ulster County, and the top half of Dutchess County. Hinchy defended government work at a time when it was sometimes under physical attack. She said, and I quote, "Government that we know is going to be doing the work every day. Not for show, not for a sound clip, but for people who live in our communities who don't have that time to waste." Schumer, meanwhile, offered his support, saying, and I quote, "She walked the halls of Socrates High School right down the road. She never forgot that. She held over 50 community forums. She goes to every corner of her district," end quote. He added, and I quote, "This is how you understand people's struggles and needs. And Michelle is relentlessly doing this. She takes her knowledge of what people need and translates it into action," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that Democrat David Clegg, 70, Ulster County District Attorney since 2020, said in a brief email January 9th that he's currently undecided on whether to run again. Quote, "I have not yet made a final decision," unquote, Clegg said. Kaylee McKenzie, the Ulster County Democratic Committee Chair, said she has been reaching out to the party's incumbents. The Democrats' endorsement convention is tentatively scheduled for February 22nd. On January 7th, Republican Michael Kavanaugh, 51, announced he will run again, but this time as an independent in November's contest. An election official said that even with Kavanaugh saying he will run as an independent, he will need to comply with election rules and run under a party line. Quote, "It is unclear what Mike Kavanaugh means when he says he will run as an independent, since he is registered as a Republican and all signs in the various political circles in Ulster County points to him running as the Republican Conservatives' selected candidate," unquote, said Democratic Elections Commissioner Ashley Torres. Kavanaugh previously ran as a Republican, losing to Clegg in November 2019. The son of former county DA and state Supreme Court Justice E. Michael Kavanaugh, he lost to Clegg by just 77 votes, making Clegg the first Democrat in recent memory to lead the DA's office. Kavanaugh was previously an assistant district attorney in Dutchess County and is now serving as a member of the Ulster County Public Defender's Office. Quote, "Ulster County cannot endure another 4 years of what has transpired under the current district attorney," unquote, Kavanaugh said. Quote, "Restoring the district attorney's office will require an experienced prosecutor who has served that office and this community at the highest level," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Greene County's legislature unanimously adopted a toothless resolution against the New York City Department of Environmental Protection purchasing more land in the county. The New York City agency buys land locally to protect water that is used for drinking in the city. Right now, a state health department mandate allows New York City to annually purchase and preserve up to 56,000 acres of privately owned land to protect the drinking water within its reservoirs of the Catskill Mountains. But legislators of both Greene and Delaware counties want New York City to purchase leases held by the local municipalities instead. Matt Lavera, acting chairman of the Greene County Legislature, said, and I quote, "We are the ones who live, work, and raise families here, and we must have the ability to provide opportunities for and improve the quality of life of our residents. That's why we need the DEP to limit its land acquisition and work within a voluntary, municipally approved stream corridor acquisition program," end quote. New York City is required to develop a long-term acquisition plan this year to cover the next decade. The county resolution is only meant to influence that process. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 9 miles an hour becoming calm in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees and a calm wind. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. And Wednesday night, scattered snow showers mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Tuesday, January 10th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. Tune in this week's WGXC Congressional Report with all the local news recently about the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts in New York. At 10 a.m., Corey McClaskland is on from Casco with the Forgotten Geek Show. At noon, after the local news, Rob Saffer is live from Ulster County with his Overlooked program featuring the Baltimore-based band Horse Lords today. Then at 4 p.m., the WGXC afternoon show is live from Hudson. At 7 p.m., we're live with Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty on Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda, the radio show about movies. At 8 p.m., it's time for Andy French's Crawl Out from the Fallout show with lots of brand new music for you. And then at 10 p.m., Dan Seward is live from somewhere in Columbia County with the Battlefield Air Show on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Operation Unite, along with the Hudson Area Library, is presenting Photography, Land and River, an exhibition and with youth and adult participants who attended photography workshops led by J.D. Urban and apprentice S. Triana. The opening reception is Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library's Community Room. And the exhibition is up there from January 11th through February 14th. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org to find out more about this event and many others, and add your own event by pressing the Add an Event button and pasting in information about whatever event you're organizing that you want to be read on the radio and seen around the world at the community calendar at WGXC.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The rules package is nothing controversial. In fact, there's only one change in the rules package, and that relates to the motion to vacate.
On Monday, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer felt confident that the 118th Congress would pass the rules package, which it did, but narrowly. Some view it as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's first test in navigating the role. Emmer said the only major change he expected to be reinstated would be the motion to vacate the chair, which permits House members to try and oust the sitting speaker. Others, like Democratic Representative Barbara Lee of California, were not pleased to see pieces of legislation included in the package that surrounded key issues for Republicans, like immigration, taxes, and abortion.
This rules package is meant to help this body govern, not restrict the personal autonomy of millions.
One of the bills would prohibit taxpayer dollars going towards abortions, despite federally funded abortions already being illegal. President Biden was in Mexico City on Monday. Ahead of this week's summit of North American leaders, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would consider taking in more migrants than previously stated, following the new migration directives President Biden outlined last week. The Department of Justice has launched a review into classified documents found at the Biden-Penn Center in downtown Washington, D.C., which Biden started after serving as vice president. The White House confirmed it is working with the DOJ and handed the documents over to the National Archives and Records Administration. Republican Senator Ben Sasse, an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump, has resigned as he takes on a new role as president of the University of Florida.
Let there be debates across the continuum from far left to center right to far right. Debate policy with vigor.
Sasse's departure now means Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pollen will appoint someone to the vacancy. Today, the Supreme Court is set to hear a case that has labor unions across the country concerned, as some feel the conservative majority on the high court could undermine the appeal for workers to strike, as well as remove authority the National Labor Relations Board holds. Finally, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was admitted to an Orlando hospital on Monday for abdominal pain. Bolsonaro has had abdominal issues before, following a 2018 campaign event in which he was stabbed. This comes as Biden faces mounting pressure to extradite the former Brazilian president a day after far-right supporters stormed the Brazilian capital, alleging election fraud in the recent presidential election. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The 2022 midterm elections had few problems around the country, but we have two updates for communities where things did go wrong and for which investigations and lawsuits are proceeding. In Houston, Vote Beat Texas and the Texas Tribune report that a review by Harris County election officials didn't conclusively find fault for why paper ballot shortages in over 60 precincts caused some voters to be turned away. Computer problems caused late openings and long lines in other precincts. The lack of a $40,000 problem tracking software system, which could have alerted election officials to the problems, was cited earlier as one cause. Officials still aren't sure of the number of voters disenfranchised by the problems. 12 Republican candidates cried foul, filing suits last week claiming election results were tainted and the election must be rerun. Meanwhile, the Arizona Independent Daily News Network reports that former Arizona Supreme Court Chief Justice Ruth McGregor has been tapped to review why some printers printed ballots too light, causing the optical ballot readers to not read them properly. The problem affected one-third of the voting precincts in Maricopa County, though the ballots were sequestered for hand counting instead. The review was applauded by current and former election officials as important to maintain the public's confidence in the elections process. We have links to articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. T. Carter Ross reports for Radio World that Cuban radio broadcaster, journalist, and DXer Arnaldo de Jesus Coro Antic died at age 80 on January 8, 2023. Radio listeners knew him as Arnie Coro on his twice-weekly program DXers Unlimited on Radio Havana, Cuba, Cuba's English-language shortwave service. Coro also co-founded Radio Havana and was a professor of broadcasting at the University of Havana. He joined the Radio Club de Cuba Amateur Radio Association at the age of 12, and then in 1957 began working as a journalist at Canal 7. He was one of the founders of Radio Havana, Cuba in 1961, setting up the station's first transmitter before the Bay of Pigs invasion. State broadcaster Radio Cubana gave him the National Radio Award in 2017. Coro's amateur call sign was CO2KK. Read the full story at Radio World. Go to waveform.org for more radio news. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Tuesday, January 10th. We start off each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Stewart's Shops in Leeds has gas at $3.35 a gallon. That's the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. And we look at the air quality forecast, which is a 31 on Tuesday, which is in the low category. The UV index is also low. It's just a 1. And the water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is just above 42 degrees. And over the last 10 years, on January 10th, it's averaged just above 39 degrees. So it's about 3 degrees warmer than usual for the last 10 years. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Tuesday should be cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high of 36, and a west wind 6 to 8 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tuesday night should be cloudy with a low around 19 and a northwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Wednesday should also be cloudy with a high of 34 and a low around 27. And then Thursday, there's a 50% chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. and a chance of rain and snow showers in the afternoon with a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Thursday night, more rain is in the forecast. There's a 90% chance then with a low around 36. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. A Kind of Ache is a multimedia installation and concert from composer Sarah Hennies, sculptor and conceptual artist Terry Berlier, and electroacoustic duo The Living Earth Show that reimagines a world designed from and for a queer identity. It's at RPI's MPAC on January 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. And you can find more about this performance from composer Sarah Hennies, sculptor and conceptual artist Terry Berlier, and The Living Earth Show at RPI's MPAC on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Russell Miller of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next up, we hear from Catskill-based performer Matt Bua and Ryan Hosseppel's 31 Down project with Wireless Electric Chair.
And you are listening.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre
Catskills.
Today,
East Durham.
Operation Unite, along with the Hudson Area Library, is presenting Photography, Land and River, an exhibition and with youth and adult participants who attended photography workshops led by J.D. Urban and apprentice S. Triana. The opening reception is Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library's Community Room. And the exhibition is up there from January 11th through February 14th. Go to the WGXC Community Calendar online at WGXC.org to find out more about this event and many others, and add your own event by pressing the Add an Event button and pasting in information about whatever event you're organizing that you want to be read on the radio and seen around the world at the community calendar at WGXC.org.
Thank you.
That was the Ibibi Sound Machine with Electricity from 2022. That was 2022 local music from Matthew O'Neill from Phoenicia. The song was called Listen from his album Songs of Connection on WGXC. Next on WGXC, here is 2022 local music from Catskills Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. The song is called I Believe in You.
I believe in you. Change we want to see.
Here is from the album Fruition from 2022, the song 11 from Ivo Perlman and Matthew Shipp. Thank you.
it's 45 minutes, but who gives a damn when you're the only one I wanna be around. They say it's a heat wave, but I'd still sweat bullets in snow if you called out my name. My heart is a game. Any arcade, it was made to be lost, to be played.
From the 2022 album Tadpole Emporium, that was Melanie McLaren singing, and Catskill's Lorcan O'Reilly playing guitar on the song Sleeping with Headphones. Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buke and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buke and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Mr. Bones, 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 Mr. Bones.
That was The Doors of Mr. Bones from the 2022 album Floating Ghost Hotel from the Columbia County-based Slink Moss Explosion.
Moonlight.